Yesterday on the show, we welcome on National Pharmacy's Christmas pageant director, Brian Gilbertson. And we welcome him on because the ballot right now for this year's special pageant event, which is going to take place on Saturday, November 14, is open right now. Until 10 p.m. tonight, you can get on and go to christmaspageant.com.au, click through the links and sign up for the ballot. Now, the ballot does not guarantee you tickets. You can request up to 5 tickets, and every child and baby you take along has to have their own ticket. And in a couple of days' time, there will be tickets issued to some people, 20,000 people here in South Australia that have put in for the ballot. Now, unfortunately, what that's going to result in is a lot of disappointed people. I saw some comments on social media last night around the pageant saying people, why don't you run 2 events? Why don't you run 3? Because the Adelaide Oval can only hold a limited capacity. People saying, well, not everyone that wants to go is going to be able to go. And that's absolutely true, because generally for the Christmas pageant every year, you'd have 300,000 plus lining the streets of the city. It is a one-of-a-kind event, and we are so lucky to have it here in South Australia. Last night, I was lucky enough to get along to a briefing for this year's event. For the last decade, I've been lucky enough to be a clown in the Christmas pageant. I'm going to be doing that again this year. So along with a lot of the other participants in the pageant, went along to the Adelaide showgrounds for a socially distanced briefing. And it was a little bit bizarre. You know, it was really set out single seats and checkerboard pattern around this huge pavilion. It felt very strange. But something struck me throughout that briefing, and that is what an incredible undertaking it has been by the South Australian Tourism Commission and Events SA and everyone working behind the scenes on the pageant to get this year's event done. We've had so much cancelled in 2020, and you look at the last 24 hours, we've had supercars done in next March, and they've completely taken that off the calendar. We have had countless events go by the wayside, and yet the Christmas pageant on November 14 will open the Christmas season for a lot of families' hearts, and it will still run. And that is truly remarkable. And then you look at the logistics around this event, and it is like a military operation. And the fact that they have had to pivot in the last 2.5 to 3 months to go from a street circuit with hundreds of thousands to how are we going to put a pageant inside an oval with a limited capacity of people? How do we make that work and still be able to include everyone in this state watching from home in this amazing thing that is the Christmas pageant? And I think they're going to pull it off. I really think they're going to pull it off. It was literally just a briefing, like, you know, you go to this point, you line up here. And I sat there last night and got goosebumps, because here in South Australia, we are still going to be able to celebrate. Now, whether that is because you get lucky and you get to go along with your family in this ballot, which, like I said, you can still sign up to 10 p.m. tonight. So if you're considering going along, I'd definitely put yourself in. But prepare for disappointment there, because only so many can. But if you're watching from home, this is still going to be incredible. And so to everyone that's involved with the Christmas pageant from the SA government that have greenlit this, that have rubber stamped it, and for what is to come, thank you to everyone here in SA, because it is going to be something truly wonderful. Makes me proud.